A human shield explains why. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A group of veterans has decided to form a human shield for the Native Americans who set up a prayer circle to block that oil pipeline in North Dakota.
The first rule is no weapons, no exceptions.
Marshall Hunter is a Navy veteran, one of the team leaders for a group called Veterans for Standing Rock. They plan to act as human shields because, he says, the protesters are simply exercising their rights.
And they're being met by people in armored Humvees. Some of the vets that have been out there are looking at these things like, I haven't seen an up-armored Humvee since I was in Iraq.
And that offends him as someone who took an oath to protect the citizens of this country.
You know, here we're talking about people that are being, you know, 20-degree temperatures. They're being fire-hosed. No, that's not okay.
So they will shield the prayer circle and, if necessary, wear body armor against the rubber bullets.
If we're going to stand there to be fired at, then we're going to protect our bodies as much as we possibly can.
And if they order you to move?
Basically, if you want to get at the water protectors, you're going to have to come through us first.
Some of the guys trying to move you might themselves be veterans, right?
Absolutely, they might. It's like, look, we swore the same oath you did.
If you're up against the National Guard, they're told to follow orders.
Yep. So, and they are also trained, just like we were, that it is incumbent upon you to deny and what is by definition an immoral order.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.